Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chuck and Winkler, live from the Bryant and Stratton Bobcat Studios.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins. Ryan Horvath, Bart Winkler, Chuck back on Monday. All right, who wants to make a little cash? Horvath and I have pored over the 2019 over-unders for the NFL this season. And, okay, the one that we like is the Green Bay Packers, yes. Now, that's 9.5, and we've been talking very optimistically about the Green Bay Packers. 9.5 is... These over-unders, they nail them. Vegas knows exactly what they're doing, obviously. They are not... Vegas is not as successful as it is because they lose money. Okay, so 9.5 is a very good one because I think people are optimistic that at least the Packers can get to 10 games, which is where I kind of think they're going to fall in. Horvath, I know you've said 12 the last time that we took a look at the schedule. So clearly on this one, we're both going to go over with the Green Bay Packers. And I think that one of the things that as we talk about this, I'm not very high on the rest of the division. I'm not very high on the Chicago Bears. I'm not very high on the Detroit Lions. I'm certainly not high on the Minnesota Vikings. I think that Kirk Cousins was a huge mistake for them.
Yeah.
So just that fact alone, I do like the Packers to win over the 9.5.
Yeah, and they've jumped up a full game. I think they started off at 8.5, so I think people are picking up some steam on them. I'm with you on the Bears, and I think you're the only other person that said I'm not high on the Bears. Everywhere I look, everybody's taking Bears futures. That number's jumped up a little bit. And then a lot of, like, Mitch Trubisky MVP talk. Are you seeing this? At first it started off and it was mainly in Chicago. But now some people are liking those odds, taking those odds as Trubisky making a big jump. I just don't see it.
Trubisky at MVP?
Yeah.
Who?
Oh, man, it's been all over. If you follow, like, a lot of these Vegas sites, you know, people give their – like underdog picks, right? Because okay. Everybody's going Mahomes, Rodgers, Andrew Luck. So people are looking for some value. And like Bart and I, we went Deshaun Watson. Great value right there. But some people are going out on a limb and going Trubisky, thinking he makes that big jump in year three. I'm with you on the Vikings and Kirk Cousins. He just can't beat good teams. The numbers show. And that's not even what worries me about the guy if I'm a Vikings fan. Just the way the season ended with him and Adam Thielen arguing on the sidelines. Couldn't get Stephon Diggs the ball. I don't think he's very well liked in that locker room. So, yeah, I'm going over on the Packers.
The NFC North, by the way, if you want to take a look at the whole division over-under, the Packers are at 9.5. The Bears are also at 9.5.
Yeah.
The Vikings are 9, and then the Detroit Lions are 7. The MVP, I just want to touch on that real quick because, yeah, if you've got $10 to spend, are you going to put it on Deshaun Watson or are you going to put it on Mitch Trubisky? I think you would absolutely put it on Deshaun Watson over Mitch Trubisky. Deshaun Watson, by the way, we got him at about 66-1 odds.
Which I can't believe.
He's up to 33-1 odds.
I'm telling you, a lot of steam picking up right there, too. We say who would go
Buddy
Trubisky over Watson, but that's exactly what the Chicago Bears actually did. Not only did they go Trubisky over Watson, they also went Trubisky over Patrick Mahomes as well.
How much are we going to cash in on this Watson MVP?
I hope a lot of money. I mean, $100. We got it at, what, 66-1?
So Watson's 33-1. Trubisky's 20-1.
I'm telling you, it's picking up a lot of steam.
Why?
I don't know.
Mahomes is 4-1. Luck is 6-1. Rodgers 9-1. Breeze 10-1. Baker 11-1. Brady 14-1. These are top quarterbacks in the league. Wentz 15-1. Rivers 20-1. Wilson 20-1. Trubisky, 20-1.
I feel like people like the jump that he made in year two, and that was the first year in Nagy's system, so people think he makes a bigger jump in
year three. Well, the first game, yeah, the first quarter against the Packers, they looked like the Chiefs, and they looked great, and Trubisky looked good. And I think the thing with Trubisky is he is not as bad as Packer fans think he is, because what we do automatically is think he's the second Jay Cutler.
Right.
I think he's not. I think he is not as bad as Packer fans think he is, and we're always going to compare him to Jay, but he's also not as good as Bears fans think he is. So he's somewhere in the middle. The Bears, I think they regress a little bit offensively. Their defense should still be fine, but, I mean, they could still be a playoff team. I like the Packers to win the North. The Bears could possibly get into the playoffs, but I do think they take a step back. I think with the Vikings, that's another one where I am going under. They're over-under. Like, Bears won 12 games last year, by the way. They're not going to do that again.
No.
So, and if they do, then maybe Trubisky is the MVP. But with the Vikings, they're at 9. And I just really have not liked the Vikings for years, and it's come off as petty. It's come off as whiny. I understand that. But the defense, again, they were not as good as I think that we thought they were. I would watch these Viking games from start to finish, and the turnovers they had were balls that were thrown right to them by bad quarterbacks. I watched this whole Lions-Vikings game once. Matt Stafford takes the ball, turns the wrong way to hand it off. A Viking picks it up, walks 10 yards into the end zone. So when you're playing fantasy, you've got, oh, Vikings D scored again. Oh, the Viking, you're looking, Vikings D scored again. All this kind of stuff. But if you watch it, it's them making bad decisions and mistakes. And then couple that with Kirk Cousins, who I think is not a good quarterback. I think the Vikings made a tremendous mistake there. But he was the best of the available, and you had to pay somebody, and they chose to pay him, even though they probably shouldn't have moved on from the other guy, who I always forget his name because he was so good.
Case Keenum.
Case Keenum. I always want to say Cade McNown. Case Keenum. So I'm gonna go under 9 for the Minnesota Vikings. I'll go under on that one.
All right, you're gonna go under on that one. I'm gonna take an under as well. We have the Atlanta Falcons. 2019 win total 9. I'm gonna go under.
Make sure you say Falcons.
Falcons.
I get killed for when I say Falcons.
That and Jaguars.
Yeah, just say Jacksonville.
Yeah, I feel like we overrate the Falcons every year. You know, I feel like the year that they went to the Super Bowl, that was all about the offensive system. Matt Ryan, overrated in my book. Julio Jones, obviously top 5 receiver in the league, but I can't trust the Falcons. I'm going to go under that win total at 9, especially if Cam Newton's healthy. I like the Panthers this year.
I'm going to take an over for the Dallas Cowboys. They're at 9. I like Dallas. I think they got a good team. They won 10 games last year. I think they can do that again. I like Prescott playing for a contract. Ezekiel Elliott, Amari Cooper was great. I think Randall Cobb might have a nice year for them.
Is Zeke going to be a Cowboy week 1?
Well, they're going to trade him?
I don't know. All these running backs want deals, and Zeke, I've heard a lot of talk that, like, is Zeke worth the hassle? And I think he is. I think he's actually the MVP of that team over Dak, but, yeah, he's upset too.
I like Dallas. I like them to win more than 9 games. So for the Dallas Cowboys, 9 games, I will go over on that.
So that's an over right there. I'm going to go under on the Chicago Bears, as we just talked about, at 9.5. I have to go under. I think the biggest loss is going to be Vic Fangio. I mean, you could say just a defensive coordinator, but I think he's more of that in the locker room. I think especially with Matt Nagy being a first-year head coach, like that veteran coaching leader. I mean, he's the only guy in the league that had Aaron Rodgers figured out 3-4 years ago. So I think that's going to be a huge loss. I want to see what the offense looks like. Jordan Howard gone. People, you know, he never really fit in that system when you have Tariq Cohen, but I still think the Bears over-exceeded expectations last year. And the other thing is they stayed healthy. They had, like, no injuries throughout the entire year. So I see them taking a step back and going 8-8, maybe 7-9.
I'm going to go under on the Denver Broncos. They're only at 7. They won 6 a year ago. They're only at 7. Joe Flacco is going to be their quarterback here, at least to start this season. I get this question a lot. We do on Ask Chuck and Winkler Anything on Wednesdays. If you could work somewhere else, where would it be? I'm going to start saying Denver, because there'd be nothing that would please me more than getting on the radio and for 4 hours saying John Elway needs to get the hell out of this town, because I don't like any decision that he's made at quarterback. Peyton Manning. Okay, he got very lucky with Peyton Manning, who they did a good job. They built a defense, and then Peyton Manning hobbled his way to a championship. Good for them. Since then, when he's actually had to evaluate talent, either from other teams or coming into the league, he has missed the boat every single time. None of these guys, here's a take, none of these guys outside of Manning that he has brought in have been better than Tim Tebow. Getting rid of Tebow was a mistake.
Paxton Lynch.
Worse than Tebow. Osweiler. Worse than Tebow.
Trevor Siemian.
Worse than Tebow. Tim Tebow's a football player, Horvat. Worse than Tebow. Tebow won a playoff game. Okay? So Elway is trash. The Broncos are trash. Flacco is trash under the 7.
I'm taking over the 7 on that one. That's not one of my picks, but I'm going to go over the 7.
Uh-uh.
I'm a Joe Flacco guy, though.
Sucks.
Super Bowl champion.
Give me another one.
I'm going to go over on the Houston Texans at 8.5. As we just said, we threw down money for Deshaun Watson to win an MVP. Let's face it, he's not winning an MVP at 8-8, so we're going to need at least 9 wins, 9-7, probably 10-6 to get that MVP. I think we underrate the Texans. I think Deshaun Watson's a playmaker. He was so beat up last year, he wasn't able to fly at times on the team flight. They had to take a bus. They had to put him on a bus to drive him places because he couldn't even get out of plane because he was so beat up. He had a collapsed lung. They need to protect him. That's the biggest thing. Jadeveon Clowney is not going to play most likely a lot this season. I don't even know if he's going to be a Texan. Most likely he gets flipped. J.J. Watt always hurt, but I'm going to go Texans over.
Going through some over-unders, Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, Chuck and Winkler on the Fan. Chuck back on Monday. I'm going to take the New York Jets at 7 to go over. I like Sam Darnold. Le'Veon Bell's there. I hate their uniforms. So typical Bart would be, oh, I hate their uniforms, so I don't want them to succeed. I'm going to take under. Mm-hmm. But I think the AFC East, I don't think it's there for the taking. But at some point, New England's got to come back a little bit. The days of them just steamrolling through the AFC East have to be coming to an end. I'll at least take the Jets to win 8 games, so I'll take the Jets over the 7.
All right, I'm going to go back with another under, actually. We have the Rams. They went 13-3 last season. This year, that win total looking at 10.5. And I'm actually going to surprise everybody here. I'm going to go under.
Ooh.
I think the Rams are 8-8, 9-7 this year.
Really?
9-7 tops. I do. I feel like a lot of uncertainty right now with Todd Gurley and his knee. Saw it last year in the playoffs. Obviously, you replaced them in the draft. So you have running backs.
I'm a Packers fan.
Thanks, Sean.
And, just not sold on Jared Goff if he has to win you football games. We saw it in the Super Bowl. If he's the reason that you're winning games, I don't know. I think the defense takes a step back. And they've been really, really healthy. That's the other thing. Aaron Donald's arguably the best player in all of football. But he's going to see a lot of double teams. You lose Sue. I think they take a step back this year.
I'll give you one more. I'm going to say the Steelers are under the 9.5.
Everybody's going over on that, and there's a lot of MVP talk for Big Ben, so I'm glad you say that because I'm with you.
They lost Brown and Bell.
Yeah, two of the best skill players in the
NFL. James Conner and Juju are good players.
Juju's good.
But I don't like Big Ben anymore. No. And I think that the Steelers, that 9.5 is reflected of the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're giving the Steelers the benefit of the doubt, and for some reason, all these suckers are betting over the 9.5, so that's why it's so high, because they do have that legacy to them. I don't like the Steelers to win 9.5, 10 games. I absolutely do not like that. I will go under the Steelers at 9.5. A couple more from you, Horvy.
All right, you know, yesterday we were talking, and I was really looking at that Patriots, and, they won 11. They won 11-5 last season. Title again this year is at 11. I was going to go under, but that would be the stupidest thing that I could do. That would be just wasting money because every year we're like, this is finally the year. Brady looks old.
That's what I just said.
Gronk retired. Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to actually go away from that. And I'm going to go to the Chargers at 9.5, and I'm going to take the over. I think the Chargers are a 12-win football team. With that, I think the Chiefs will go under the 10. I'm not going to bet that, but I like the Chargers over 9.5. I feel like this is Phillip Rivers' last shot to win a Super Bowl.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.